afternoon. We are at 4 o'clock right now. We've been here since, like 9 this morning. Well, actually, we got here at like 8. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And we are at the third annual. Actually, this is the third annual and final, as far as the official title goes, Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. And we have had a ball listening to the speakers thus far today. One of the speakers that hasn't spoken just yet is sitting across the table from us right now. I'd like to introduce Jeff, Mr. Jeff Bellant. I always mess this up. Jeff Bellant.
It's Smith.
Jeff Smith.
Mr. Jeff Smith is in the booth.
Belanger or Bellinger?
Belanger.
Belanger. So I screwed it up both ways.
That's all right.
You've been here since this morning with the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think so far?
Oh, it's great. They're doing a great job. The speakers are really interesting. This is such a well-run program. I know you guys attend a lot of these things, too, and you see the whole gamut. And they've just done a great job keeping people on schedule, and it's just so interesting. Everybody's got such a unique perspective on this field. And, you know, we don't all agree with each other, and that's okay. I mean, that's part of the point of this, is that we're here to just talk about it and get the ideas out there. So it's just been awesome.
That's the one thing I've noticed, actually, out here, is that all the speakers thus far, and I know after, you know, this little thing we're doing right now, they're all coming from a different perspective, where they have a different take on what's going on, whereas, you know, Troy, he's a professional tour guide. That's what he's been doing for, and he's an author also, whereas George Hansen, sitting next to us over here right now, he's more of a very, very scientific approach.
Right.
They're both fascinating in their own right.
Well, I agree.
Say something quick.
So
help us.
One of the things that I just absolutely find absolutely fantastic about this conference is the people who attend.
Yeah.
Because first of all, this is packed.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And which is great to see people interested in this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that the location doesn't hurt. I mean, we're in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
I've heard it's haunted.
I heard something along those lines once. I think I saw it in a book.
Yeah.
Probably one of yours.
Could be.
But what happens is the people that have come out are just amazing. They are sitting there attentive, and then after, you know, there's a 15-minute break in between, and everyone's out there talking about, you know, what they've learned or what they're going to do because it made a plan in their head.
Right.
This is the kind of stuff, you know, interaction, people talking, people getting together and learning and growing as investigators, as people, and as, you know, conference attendees and paranormal enthusiasts.
Yep.
It's phenomenal to see. I am surprised at the gamut, you know, how many different, you know, you've got authors, you've got the researcher, you know, is he a professional researcher? I don't know, but he's accredited. I mean, he's written an actual, what are those, not magazines?
A book?
Well, he wrote books, of course.
Academic publications.
There you go.
That's it. Accredited academic publications. Just amazing,
right.
The whole gamut. And then, of course, the Ghost Hunter store people. What's the name of that store? I don't remember.
Less EMF?
This is their. We went and got their
EMF Safety Superstore.
We went and got their catalog. This is just an amazing array of participants in this conference. Not only the people who are coming, but the people who are speaking. It's insane. How long have you been doing this conference? It's only been 3 years.
This is actually my first Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing conferences in general for, geez, probably about 3 or 4 years now, and I've seen an evolution in the people who are attending, and I have to stereotype, that's all I can do, I'm sorry, but, 4 years ago, it was more what we often get stereotyped as, you know, goth people, who not that they're not legitimate, they're interested in this field, absolutely, but I'm noticing in, like, this year and last year, I always ask people, what do you do? You know, what's the day job? And it's like, oh, IBM, programmer. And then on weekend, my wife and I are doing, it's diversifying. It's reaching so many people. It's not just people that, you know, because there's always a core audience that's always into this. But it's like, it's everybody. There's people from all walks of life. I spoke to a retired couple who's like, you know, this is all I want to do now. I've got the time. I'm going to go ghost hunting all over the United States. I'm like, that's fantastic, you know. And these are people. One of the messages we're hearing today in little snips is, let's start making bigger contributions. We're all out there in the field doing this work. Let's start contributing to something bigger. And shows like yours do that. Conferences like this do that. And it's wonderful to see it going that way. We're coming together. It's getting better, you know. It's improving all the time, and it's great. It's such a great time to be a part of this field.
Well, yeah, it is. One of my favorite things about doing these conferences is, you know, we've had people like you on the show before. John Zaps has been on. We've met John before, but it's finally great to meet you in person.
Right.
Because it's great to come, you know, put it. We know the face. There is a name to the face, but there isn't an animated face to the name,
right.
So to say.
We got to meet last night at a bar while we played Devil Went Down to Georgia on the jukebox.
He gives me a dollar. He's like, go to the jukebox and play Devil Went Down to Georgia. Like, who was that by?
Charlie Daniels, man.
He's like, play it three times. You can get three songs for a dollar. I'm like, okay, fine.
Let's do it. And we would have square danced if we could have. They were already looking at us funny. Because that's probably about the fourth time we played Devil Went Down in Georgia.
But it's been a great time so far.
Yeah,
we're having a great time. We're looking forward to your talk also. That's going to be at 5:15.
I'm thinking I should start writing it. You guys have any ideas?
Hey, you do them just like we do them then.
Now would be a good time. I mean,
I'll
just jot them down real quick.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Be like, talk about ghosts.
Hey, are there any keywords you want me to put in that could be completely ludicrous, but I'll try to find a way to just...
Ghostly and talk. Put those next to each other.
Oh, all right.
Or you mean things like popsicle?
Right.
Or, oh, I see. Yeah,
turkey baster.
Turkey baster.
That's pretty
if you
good.
Can work a turkey, if you can work the term turkey baster into a paranormal lecture...
Oh, my God.
That's grounds for $1,000 reward.
Yeah.
Care of Doug.
No, not care of me. Care
turkey baster?
Yeah, but you got to do...
I can't promise, but I will do my damnedest.
And then we'll take up a collection and try and, you know, raise that $1,000 and send it over.
Excellent.
That's insane. Turkey baster. Good luck. I don't know how you can do it.
And I'll try to put it in context. You can't just say it. That wouldn't be fair.
It has to be worked into a sentence where...
Roll right off the tongue.
Some Thanksgiving, ghost story somewhere. You might be able to get it there that way.
Ectoplasm came right out of the turkey baster.
There are things like turkey basters flying around the room.
That's right. The haunted turkey baster. All right. Good.
Jeff, thanks for hanging out here with us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to your talk also. Again, we're at the third and final Eastern Regional Paranormal
Final
Conference.
Sort of. We're just evolving.
Yeah, it's evolving. It's getting bigger. Yeah, exactly.
The next phase of conferences. What's your website?
GhostVillage.com. Links to Ghosts Who Talk, of course. You can listen.
And you
to
like us also. Thank you.
That's right.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we've got. You can listen to Ghosts Who Talk right through one of our web pages too.
Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate
that.
Yep. So it's a great. You guys are doing a great service, and I'm happy to help get the word out.
It means a lot coming from you, Jeff.
Yes, it does.
Really?
Thank you.
It really does.
Oh,
it really does. Guys, we'll be back with more wonderful attendees, speakers, people we found on the street, whoever it may be, and this special edition like montage thing we have here. Ghostly Talk.
Turkey baster.
Hi, and welcome to the third annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And we're here with Kelly Weaver, right? Kelly Weaver, you had an important role. You started it out pretty much, didn't you?
Last night.
I mean, you started even before the first speaker even saw the podium in the morning. You were working the conference already.
Yes, I was. 2:30 yesterday afternoon, and I was talking to the spirit world for a couple hours.
What a great way to start out a conference. Can you tell us any... I know some of it may be personal to the people who attended, but what highlights of how it went and the people who attended? How did they
do it? I don't remember too much of it.
Oh, that's right. Being the center of it, you're probably like...
I know I was... People thought I was drunk last night. I was just like, I do have to laugh because a couple people came up to me this morning and they said, we felt so bad for you. You looked so tired last night, but you look better today. yeah, I appreciate that. At least they said we will look worse today. What I did is I had about 15 people come into a room,
mm-hmm.
and we all held hands. And, you know, sometimes when you do a spirit circle, the ghosts will come through or loved ones. But last night it was a little bit different. It seemed like everybody needed to hear personal messages.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody got readings, little
mm-hmm.
mini readings. And, and I kept saying, is this all right that we're, like, ghosts aren't really coming through tonight? And I think, you know, they're like, no, we want this. So
no, this works for us.
Yeah. Well, it did. I mean, and I don't really have control. I mean, I do, but... Whoever on the other side comes through, and I think a lot of times it was the loved ones that was coming through to give the messages for the people. So hey, they asked me if I was doing readings again today, so I thought, well, apparently they must have really liked it. And they've already got it booked next year, so.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You've worked with folks like Mark Nesbitt and folks here in the area, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And so you're from around Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, where
yes,
the conference is.
I'm from Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're from Michigan.
Right.
That's an eight-hour drive.
That's a long way.
Long way. We don't have anything quite like Gettysburg.
We're lucky.
We have Detroit.
Yeah, we have Detroit.
Oh, boy, that's Gettysburg.
It's a little more modern.
Yeah.
But it's not quite like Gettysburg.
No.
What's it been like being around here and having this accessible at any time? Because this is a haunted
yeah.
city with just so much pain and suffering in the past and growth for the future. So what's happened?
Well, I can say they growing up, they brought you here on field trips and you learned a lot about it and you did realize how special, you know, it was to live this close. But then in a way it's almost living at Hershey Park.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, Hershey Park, big whoop. But I really do think it's neat. And it's good training for anybody who's really serious about ghost hunting. You get some idiots out there, of course.
Mm.
But it's a great place right around the corner that you can practice your intuitive abilities. You can, you know, really get some good EVP. It's great.
I'm jealous.
Wow.
You've got a wonderful place here.
I'm sure you, I mean, as far as living so close to it, you get used to it after a while, though.
You do.
Yeah, not to take away from city at all.
It's like, hey, we want to go to Gettysburg. It's like when there's nothing else to do, and it's open all year round.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It isn't like a theme park or something.
No, some people treat it like that, though. Some people are, real idiots.
But for a lot of folks, aren't from around here, or it's actually a trip. You've got, like us, you got to plan it.
Uh-huh.
You know when you're going and where you're going and where you're staying and things like that. So because of that, that's why I think events like this, you know, a convention, a whole bunch of paranormally minded folks and successful authors and psychic mediums like yourself.
And I'm an author.
And authors. get together.
It's neat.
And you guys are part of this event here.
And you make a lot of good friends and you keep in touch. And even though you see people once or twice a year, it's... You know, you've made a friend.
Oh, I did that with John Dappas last night. I saw him at the CPRI conference a few months ago. That's where we actually met him for the first time.
And he's a hoot.
You may even saw when I walked into the bar last night. I was talking to Vince for a second, and then I felt his finger poke me on the shoulder.
That's him.
I look over, it's John Dappas, and I just lunged at him and grabbed him. John, this is you.
I know. He called me the other night and just said, hey, Cal, are we all going out for dinner? It's like, I only met him. Well, I met him a couple of times, but he's just
guy.
A lovable
Fantastic
guy. Great sense of humor.
Well, thank you for coming and talking
You're
to
so
us.
Welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Thank
I hope we
you.
Talk some more later on. Or
okay.
Like
and cool. You know what? We'll see you also next year because
we'll be here next year, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have to. Whatever this evolves into, we're
we'll
going to be there. Yeah.
That's a good idea because, I used to do conferences myself, so I appreciate all the work. But to get everybody... You know, in to do it. I'd rather be the speaker than the person that puts it on.
You
don't enjoy it as much.
That's
and
a
I,
lot
and
of work.
Vince and everybody, they did a great job.
They did a great job here. Excellent.
Thank you.
Your website, Kelly, is, of course, kellysmagicalgarden.com.
And we have the Spirit Society of PA.
Oh, excellent.
.com. And we have, I started the Spirit Society 10 years ago, and we have 60 plus members that meet once a month. You know, it's kind of like everything that what that other gentleman was saying that won't work. It is the nicest group of people. Oh, you got to weed out some of the
non-believers. Yeah, they got to go.
Yeah,
been there, done that.
Yeah. But,
well, I'm glad you're flying in the face of what's going on elsewhere and really, really keeping your keeping your
you
roots,
go.
Keeping
yeah.
to your roots. I think it's amazing. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Appreciate
Thanks a lot.
It.
Appreciate it.
Again, kellysmagicalgarden.com.
Oh yeah. Again. Oh, you're fine. This is Ghostly Talk. We are at the third annual... I always say the third
annual...
Oh, Freudian slip. I don't know. We are at the third annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. Thank you. We'll be talking more with guests, attendees, armadillos. Who knows who we're going to talk to.
Yeah,
we're going to leave the mic open to anybody. So
maybe
more
ghosts.
We'll talk to a ghost. All right. It is actually about... Yeah, it says my clock says 5 after 5 here at the third annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. We've been having a really, really great time today. We got to speak, well, listen to someone speak earlier who I've been waiting to actually see live in person for a number of years. And the one thing that, well, I mean, we've talked to him on the phone before, which was like just like the highlight of our year. I think we had you on like in 2003 or something like that.
Was it that long ago?
It was a while ago. Wow. It was a while ago.
I didn't realize it'd been that long.
But then I'm like, oh, he's going to be at the same conference as we are. So I kind of like, well, after I woke up from the fainting I did, I'm like, well, that's going to work out. Well, we have Troy Taylor sitting across the table from me right now. Doug will be back here in a few minutes, by the way. He's out running around somewhere in Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Troy, welcome to what we're doing here.
Absolutely. No, thanks for having me over.
So. We saw you speak earlier, which was great, by the way. I had a chance to say that. You know, and the thing is funny is that we just, like, this is the first time we've actually, like, talked.
Yeah, actually looking at each other.
Yeah, like, as like
rather than just
like a friendly
phone
or well, that
email.
Well, I mean, today.
Yeah, like
There was a couple of friendly nods here. That
yeah,
we both
were wave like, as we go by. Yeah, kind of.
Like we wound, like we were both like doing our things. You're like way over in that corner, and we're way over in this
opposite
corner.
Opposite ends of the room.
So we finally got together here and said, hey, let's talk for a few minutes. What do you think about this thing?
Oh, yeah,
I know you go to these things a lot more than we do.
I do. And, you know, I mean, I do. And I've been coming to Vince's since it started.
There's something going on next year that we've talked about as far as the conference. And I know this is you guys are starting on this thing like right away.
Yeah, you know, I got excited about it. Because we did, it was our last year in Alton this year for our national conference,
which
we do every June. And our 10th anniversary conference was back last month in June, and we it was our last one for Alton. We decided to go back to kind of our roots, I guess, the beginning. The very first conference we ever did was in Decatur, Illinois, which is where I grew up.
Yeah.
And we have this old theater that we have access to, 1916 Vaudeville House. It's under restoration, and it's just the coolest place and really, really haunted. And I had the chance to use it for our conference next year, and I'm like, we need to get on this right away.
Yeah.
And so I dropped you an email right away and said, hey, guys, come do the show from the conference.
Well,
so,
yeah, and that was
so
like...
you will be there.
Yeah.
Or else.
We're getting a command. We're
glad to see it. It's you will be there. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, we're getting a command from Troy Taylor. I think we should listen. What do you think, Doug?
I think it's like, you know, it's even more impressive than like the draft or anything. You know?
Yeah. Oh, good. Well,
you know, you will be here. How can we
see President Bush, Troy Taylor? Who am I going to listen to?
I listen to Troy Taylor. Yeah.
Even I would listen to you. Come on.
But I mean,
that's not really a.
Bad example.
We use a different example. So
Gene Simmons, Troy Taylor. My mother and Troy Taylor. Troy Taylor, definitely.
Troy Taylor. We're going to get in trouble now.
I know.
I'm going to call. But you've been promoting the paranormal for so many years and out there and things like that. What do you see for the future?
You know, I just think right now we're at a real high point. But, you know, everybody says, oh, but it's going to fade. But, you know, it never does. I mean, how many high points have we been in since you guys have been involved, too? I mean, since I got involved, we've been through the Ghostbusters era, the X-Files era, you know, the Scariest Places on Earth era. Mm-hmm. Right now, let's be honest, we're in the Ghost Hunters era.
Yeah.
But it'll be something else. I mean, it's going to be something else. We might see a very minor...
How about the Ghostly Talk era? That would sound really great.
That would sound great.
Let's call it the
The Ghostly Talk / Troy Taylor.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll be something else, and it'll just keep going because people are always interested in the stuff. They have been for a long time, and will continue to be.
There's always people. You make a great point because I mean, I don't care who you are. I've seen people that have kind of like snuck in here.
Oh, sure.
The day, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
The people that are just like walking around the street, they see all these like people out front, like, what are we talking about? Ghosts. So they and I'm watching these, right? You know, people don't know what's going on. They probably just heard about this off just by seeing something out there, and they're walking through like going, "Whoa!"
Yeah,
you know, it's like anybody you talk to. I mean, this happens. I'm sure being Troy Taylor, you bump into somebody that just regular people, whoever at a party or something like that.
Oh yeah,
and it comes up ghost, and next thing you know, you're in a 5-hour conversation.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I'm home, you know, you go to get a haircut, and it's like, "Oh yeah, don't you do those ghost tours, don't you?"
Yeah. You hate to even say yes. You know, you can't even go to the doctor's office, but then you've got to hear from the nurse or the doctor and everybody else who either has a ghost story, knows someone who has one, has an uncle who has one, has a neighbor who has one. So, I mean, the interest is always there.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be there, you know, so.
It's the interest of the unknown. I mean, that's the thing we kind of popped up a couple times with conversations today, is that the unknown, even though it scares the heck out of a lot of people, it is also so intriguing at the same time.
Well, I think that's why the interest is there, is because it scares so many people. I mean, I think that's one of the big things. You know, we're scared of stuff we don't understand, but it's just got such an attraction to us, you know, and I think that's a big part of it as well.
Absolutely.
So you're going to continue looking for evidence out there in the field.
Oh, yeah, we're going to keep doing this.
Introducing people to the paranormal with your tours.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, and I mentioned that when I was talking too, is I feel like that by making it entertaining and introducing new people to stuff, giving them a chance to do something they wouldn't do on their own. That's what it boils down to, or can't do on their own. I mean, we go somewhere on a tour and we take them places that it's not open to the general public.
Yeah.
You know, we take them into an old theater or an old building or whatever that somebody's nice enough to give us the keys to and say, hey, use it on the tour, but these people would never see it. You know, we do it. Part of one of our tours, when I do our Haunted Decatur tours, part of the tour is an hour-long walk through a really haunted cemetery.
Yeah.
You can't go in there after dark, you know, but we can with you go with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a chance to give people the opportunity to do something they might not get to do otherwise. And it's fun. I mean, it's really fun. When it stops being fun, it's time to stop.
Absolutely.
And that's what I've told a lot of people. They ask, well, when are you going to stop, or are you going to keep writing books? Well, absolutely. And if it stops being fun, I'm going to stop. But I can't imagine.
That's the exact philosophy of this show.
That's
what we do.
Yeah. But not yet. It hasn't ceased being fun or being amazing or being interesting. Because so far today I've learned so much watching the speakers and then talking to people inside and outside.
Oh, yeah.
Like just the intermingling and the talking. And I've learned so incredibly much.
Yeah.
You got to keep coming to these things. Speaking of these things, next year, this is the last, the third, third annual Eastern Paranormal.
It's evolving.
It's evolving. So there's going to be a better one next year.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
We did the same thing. The Haunted America Conference, we just said to reinvent it for next year. We did 10 years, time to do something different. And Vince has done the same thing with this. Vince and Jeff and Laura have done the same thing by changing the Eastern Paranormal Conference and turning it into the Ghost World Conference.
Yeah.
They just reinvented it and making it bigger and better. And that's the thing. That's what keeps it fresh, and that's what brings new people, and that's what keeps those of us who come all the time coming back.
I see.
Although, I don't have a choice. Vince doesn't even ask me.
Here are the dates.
Puts me on the list and goes, here it is for next year.
Here's the date.
Okay, I guess I'll be there. So, it's always fun.
Well, go ahead, Doug.
Did you drive or did you fly?
Oh, no, I always drive.
You always drive? Yeah.
I'm kind of a road trip kind of guy. I've always loved
us
it.
Too.
I don't fly unless it's really, if it's really a hassle to drive, I'll drive.
Right.
Or fly, but. But normally, if I can drive, I'd much rather do it.
I don't blame you. We're road trippers ourselves.
Yeah,
but it would take something away to...
You see so much more when you're on the road.
You do. And there's always someplace to stop on the way.
Not with Bonnie.
Well,
Bonnie's our driver, and she does not like to stop.
Oh, there's no stopping. I see.
No.
I've done those trips, too, where you just drive, just do the straight-through trip. But I did those, that Weird Illinois and the Weird U.S. books Mark and Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always all about the got to get off the road and see the giant statue of the woman in her underwear kind of thing.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. The weird stuff just kind of draws me. So,
I should write to them because there's actually some really weird stuff in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Linda Godfrey's doing a Weird Michigan.
Oh, she is?
It's coming out soon. That she did that Weird Wisconsin.
Ooh,
when I go in Weird Michigan,
I should call her and make sure.
Email me and I'll put you in touch with her.
I better make sure she gets certain things in that are just so weird.
Glad to hear from you. She's hilarious.
Curl your toes.
So we're doing a weird winter event as kind of our going into the conference. We're doing it in February, and we've got all these weird authors, including Marks, are coming out for it. And we got a bunch of the weird authors that are coming to the Lincoln Theater in Decatur to do a winter event, and it's just weird.
It's like a year away, and I'm so bummed. Yeah. I want it to be like tomorrow.
I know. Well, then that's in February, but that's just the appetizer for the conference in June. But I know. It's 11 months from now. But almost 11 months to the day, as a matter of fact. But that's how I'm looking forward to it. I am. So,
Well, we're behind you 150%.
Good. Well, it'd be great to have you
there. And we're looking forward to the event. We can't
wait
to be there. It's going to be, I know it's going to be a, well,
it's going to be fun.
You're in charge of it. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is, it's going to rock.
Yeah,
it's
going to
rock. But all the conferences, this conference,
yeah, they've all
DPRI
been great.
Conference.
And you guys will be in Louisville.
Yeah, we will.
Right?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Are you going? Will,
oh, yeah.
Troy's
and,
yeah,
yeah, another.
That's
another conference where I don't get invited.
Oh.
I just told to be there. And so Keith just puts me on the list every year, and I'm just there. I've done it every year. I hate to miss one now, so I might as well just keep going back. So.
How big is that one? That one last year was supposedly humongous.
With literally thousands of people coming through the conference because it's more like a forum convention type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a little bit different this year, but I still think we'll have it. They get great publicity for it, so we'll have a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
So, again,
Keith is really,
so.
Really cool. We,
oh, yeah,
we got to meet him back in West Virginia a couple months ago.
He's a lot of fun.
And he is like, yeah.
He's so laid back, he's dead.
Well, my favorite Keith story thus far is when we were at the hotel in West Virginia there in Richmond.
Richard
I was on the phone with my girlfriend who's around here somewhere. I was talking to her, and you know, we were catching up with each other. And they have those flat roof buildings there, right?
Yeah.
So a crack of thunder hit the building, right? And the whole building shook. And, I mean, I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I'm thinking like the building's on fire. It's blowing up.
Yeah.
So I jump up like a maniac. I have my phone. I'm screaming. I'm jumping. I'm down. Keith, you know.
Yeah.
He's kind of a dude, right? He just goes, calm down, Scott.
The building is not falling apart.
I'm familiar with that.
We were on the second level. I was ready to jump off that thing and just like run. I would have landed. I might be out the front door. Thank God Keith was there to calm me down.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's the same thing when he took me to Waverly for the first time. We went to the old tuberculosis sanatorium, and that was the first time I actually saw like an actual ghost, an apparition.
Yeah.
And I let out a yell and grabbed a hold of Keith. And, good thing he was there.
I think that's his purpose in life.
We got
to
go. Yeah, they're getting started.
Yeah.
And guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug. And
thank you, Troy.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much,
absolutely.
Really. It's an honor. Thank you.
Thanks.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
To listen to now,
I need to go someplace where I can think.
People with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
The media, become the media.